You're good. You want me to hold it? You
good? I got it. Thank you. I can make myself useful.
You're a good man.
He is.
How's everybody doing?
Doing well.
All right, fire away.
All right, I guess, what is this team doing well that you're kind of glad to see them doing, fill in the blank at this point?
Sure. Competing. These guys are really competing. They're working. They've bought into what we're trying to do daily, practices and games. These kids have laid it on the line, and they leave it on the floor. They compete daily. We've gotten to where we're pretty darn good defensively, and we've gotten a lot better rebounding the basketball 1 through 5. Unfortunately, our struggles this year have been offensive ineffectiveness and being inefficient in certain areas of the floor and in certain times of the game. We've got to continue to figure out how to be better offensively while remaining pretty good defensively and on the glass.
You see anything, Michael, offensively that you may be getting closer to doing that?
Sure. The emergence of Brandon has really helped us. You know, Brandon's got to do what's earned him the amount of minutes that he's gotten lately is the fact that he's really bought in, he's really guarding, he's really defending, he's taken on a big leadership role, and offensively he's as talented as we've got. So him emerging offensively will help us. We've got to knock down open shots. We've got to figure out ways to get to the foul line. We have to convert at the foul line. We're last in the league in free throw shooting. A lot of that is guys just getting in the gym. A lot of it is being as young and inexperienced as we are. And we've got to continue to find an interior presence, whether that be our combo forwards, our guards getting in the paint more, getting to the foul line, or it be getting 3 or 4 back to the basket buckets from our bigs a game.
Idaho, at least on paper, looks like they're pretty similar to what you guys are. Are they not, or is there something in particular that they stand out a little bit more in some area more than?
They've got a couple more quality wins than we have. They're a little bit older, more experienced. They've competed with Washington State. They won at Oregon State. They're very well coached, very systematic offensively. They really execute well offensively, and again, some of that has to do with guys, a bunch of guys on the roster that have been around the block a couple times going into this season. But they're an impressive group on film, as is Utah State.
I find it kind of interesting that you're, I think it's top 2 scorers, your Ole Miss transfer, and your true freshman. You know, does mm-hmm. that just seems interesting that someone who's pretty familiar with your system and someone who's new to college basketball are doing well? There's not any old habits or anything that they've had to break.
Right.
They know your system, and the other one just knows basketball.
It is an interesting point. I think that for some of the older guys, you know, we just brought up Brandon and JL and Romario and Cordarius and Lonnie. In their defense, they've all had to make major adjustments to a completely different system and style and coaching philosophy and staff and so on and so forth. And a credit to them is that they've made leaps and bounds of improvements, really in all areas. We got a great group to work with. The advantage that our younger kids have, and that Trevor had coming in, Trevor was so experienced and so familiar with what we were trying to do, and these young kids didn't know anything different. You know, they came in, and the first things they've heard in college, or heck, about college basketball in general, are from us. So they've had a little bit of an advantage.
I guess, you know, some people would be surprised to see a freshman coming in mm-hmm. and do this. That's why you recruit the kid, isn't it? To have Raheem come in and put some points on that.
You definitely want to recruit to your philosophy. Raheem and Speedy and Alex Carr and Michael Kaiser are all talented kids that we thought would fit what we're trying to do. They're all high-character young men that work daily, that are all very talented and should all be very good players here. Raheem's just he's just emerged a little bit quicker as a scorer. But Raheem's also – he's been very good defensively. He plays as hard as anybody we have. Again, he's a character kid that's earned minutes for a lot of reasons. And because he's out there on the floor, he's earned the right to score some points. But those other freshmen are very good in their own right.
I'm going to ask you, what was your message to your team in the locker room after the New Mexico State game the other night? You talked on the radio show about, hey, it's not okay that we played them close, especially here at home.
Yeah, we don't want to make any excuses. We hold ourselves to a higher standard than the league coaches and league media have predicted us. You know, we feel like we can compete with anybody if we play well. And we play well in certain areas. Going into the Mexico State game, all week we talked about not allowing them to get to the foul line a ton, us earning our way to the foul line, and us competing with them on the glass. And in all those areas, we were pretty good. Now, we didn't convert at the foul line. We missed a bunch of open shots. We missed some layups, some chippies. But we competed with the preseason favorite. So those were the positives. The negatives were that we've got to continue to skill development. Players have to make plays. Shooters have to make shots. You have to earn your scholarship and step up and make a shot. Having said that, you can still win games by shooting 5 of 29 from 3. We've done that with a few of our wins this year. Unfortunately, against New Mexico State, it was almost we became deflated after we didn't see that ball go through the net a few times. And early second half, I thought we let down with our intensity, our aggressiveness, our energy level, and that's unlike this team. I think we've done that two games this year. Portland State, when we couldn't throw it in the ocean, and New Mexico State on Saturday. In our guys' defense, it's hard. It's hard to play at a high energy level when the game's not going your way offensively. But that's not an excuse. We need to overcome, and we need to continue to control the things that we can control, and that's how hard you play each and every possession. And eventually, on one of these games where it's all clicking for us offensively, we're going to be a pretty good team that night.
All right. Thanks, Coach.
No problem, Helen.